Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How was your week?
Wonderful. Can you believe it's the final game of the regular season?
No, it's flown by, it seems.
It really has, and we are pre-gaming it up for you today. You're not only getting the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Yes.
You're getting the ESPN Sports Radio 1300 pre-game show with Matthew Lawrence, and worlds are colliding.
They are. We're like Henry Clay. We're the great compromiser here. Matthew and Eric normally have a pregame show that starts 2 hours before tip-off. We normally have 10 to noon every Saturday. So it's just me and you until 11, and then Matthew's going to jump in here and do his thing at 11 with us together.
Yes. It should be a lot of fun. Although I think, we may want to focus more of our talk on what the prospects are for the postseason. I don't think that this is going to be the biggest challenge of a game. But they do need to start better than they have the last few games. That's what going to pay attention to.
The SEC tournament has to be the final tune-up the way it has been in the past, where they work out any more kinks, and they put together three games in 3 days where they played really well. It's the best practice you can have is games, and it's every day. So three in a row.
Look, you can't get down 19 points, because at some point that's going to come back and bite you.
No, exactly. Like
you can't dig yourself gigantic hole.
Against anyone.
No.
Again, can't happen.
No.
Well, think about this. John Calipari's second game as head coach of Kentucky. Miami of Ohio, came into Rupp Arena, had Kentucky beat. John Wall makes a jumper, wins the game. They were down 18 in that game. And 19 points against Vanderbilt was the biggest since then. Biggest comeback
since 97.
When it was 26-5, I thought. Not today.
No. Who would have in their right minds thought that?
And then in the second half, even when Kentucky got close, Vanderbilt still kept pushing it out.
And then when Cal got that tee, it was a 10-point game still. And that was late, in the second half. Or midway through the second half, anyway.
I didn't think it was going to be their night.
Mm-mm.
So it shows you that, though, down the stretch, they're getting better, have done well, in making the right plays late. But you shouldn't have been in that situation at home senior night against Vanderbilt. How about it was Derek Willis's three to put him in the lead for the first time? Even though Vandy came right back and got the lead back, but for Kentucky to get its first lead of the game.
Well, just how amazing was his whole night?
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Neither did I. Here's how I watched this thing. I thought, well, it's past the boys' bedtime, but I'll let them stay up and watch
the senior day part?
Yeah, the senior night festivities online. And so I put up the, iPad and brought it up and kind of explained to them what it's all about. So they saw Hawk.
In case they aren't seniors anymore.
8-year-olds. So they see Dominique Hawkins break through his deal. And so we're watching it as it happens and just like, what? He's proposing. They're like, Daddy, what? He's asking her to marry him. In front of all those people.
I know. So cool.
And so they brought up, so I've told them the story about proposing to my wife, which I chickened out at the restaurant. Like, had the ring and everything and was going to do it at the restaurant in front of everyone. And I just couldn't do it.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you think she wouldn't say yes?
No, I thought she would say yes. It's just... just the nerves of the whole thing. I don't know. And just the... almost like speaking in public, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a restaurant full of people.
So what did you do?
car ride all the way home. Barely said anything.
So can she tell if something's up with you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
She's just not sure what's, you know. Pull into the garage. She's getting out of the car. And I said, hey. Hey, babe. Get a ring. And then said, would you marry me? And she's like, oh, get out of here. You know, like, eh, I know you're full of it. And then I said, no, seriously, and showed her the ring.
Aw. You know what? No matter how it happens, it's...
It would have been so much better at the restaurant, in front of everybody, professing my love to this woman. Instead, I did it in our garage.
Listen, you can literally, if you want to, go watch my proposal on YouTube.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. It's phenomenal.
So how did that, what did you do there?
John had...
some buddies of his in the bushes with phones?
No, he had been planning it for 6 months.
This man of yours is an elaborate planner.
Yes, and so he dropped hints like saying things that... one thing that he always wanted to do when he was growing up was be a stand-up comic.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. And that's in one ear out the other.
Right.
And so he just makes mention of it a couple of times. His sister says to me, and this is over the course of months, you know, so I'm not like throwing anything together. Oh, yeah, John had this joke book that he kept. He used to write down jokes all the time that he would want to perform. And
yeah,
his friends tell me that same thing, whatever. So I have was a guest judge at open mic night at Comedy Off Broadway a couple of times.
Ah.
So I knew it was coming up again. And I was going to be a guest judge.
Right.
And John called me one day and said, hey, I signed up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do Comedy Off Broadway. I'm going to do open mic night. And I thought, oh, geez.
I've heard your
jokes.
Yeah,
I know. I saw some of them. They ain't that funny.
There's a reason you're not a stand-up comedian.
And so he had signed up, right? So I invite everyone. Because I'm like, if you got to have support in the audience, because like it's not going to be funny.
Right.
But little did I know, he'd clearly already invited everyone.
Yeah.
Lee Cruz, who hosts that show, was totally in on this with John. And John had told me beforehand that some of his jokes required me to come up on stage and answer some questions for him, and we'd gone over it. Already, so
I already rehearsed the bit.
Yeah, so I knew that I was going to get called up on stage.
Right.
And I mean, when I got to Comedy Off Broadway, I'm like, this is amazing. Everyone did show up.
Yeah.
His sister came from Alabama and her husband, and I thought, he really wanted to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Like, she's coming to watch him live out his dream. And
this is John's big break.
Yeah. And then he proposed to me on stage when he did a comedy bit.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Thank God he saved the proposal for last to save it.
Yeah, because it was not. It wasn't. It was very much like, white people, huh?
What is it about the toilet?
So, yeah. Anyways, so he then got down on one knee and proposed. So all of our friends, families, everything, everybody was there. And then the next door, Palmer's Grill, he had set up so that there'd be champagne and hors d'oeuvres and all that stuff.
Wow.
We got over there, and it was amazing. It was incredible.
Good grief. Me? Garage. You on stage at a comedy club with champagne waiting at a nice restaurant next door.
Me on stage is like, he knows me, right?
Yeah.
I would totally have wanted to do that in public. But Derek Willis, very cool, because his girlfriend is always there at all the games.
Yes.
in his jersey.
Well, right away when they introduced her with the people who were standing with Derek, Derek's mom, Derek's dad, and his girlfriend, and they say her by name. I'm thinking, well, wow, trying to think. Who had their girlfriend up there last? Like, who has their girlfriend up there? It never happens.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was a reason for it. And then to see the reaction on the bench of everybody. I thought that was pretty cool,
too. It was. It was. You could tell that, like, Cal was genuinely excited and happy.
Said he had to fight back tears, had to catch himself and bring it in.
And then, of course, they get down 25-6, and I thought, nobody better ever propose to their girlfriend again on senior date. By the way, if you go to YouTube and search Best Proposal Ever, No Laughing Matter.
That's it. So it has its own title.
Yeah.
No Laughing Matter. Even has a clever title. The Garage. Hey, babe. Got a ring.
Hey, babe. Yeah, right.
No, for reals. I love you. Good grief.
Well, we got lots of other stuff to talk about before. We're going to spend definitely the whole last hour getting you ready for the UK game.
Plenty on the UK game. Kentucky is a 7.5-point favorite going into this game. I mean, there's so much to talk about, and we'll get to it for sure. But also the UK women.
The UK women.
Hoops team into the SEC tournament semifinals for the 8th straight year. See, Kentucky was supposed to play Tennessee. That's what you thought. Tennessee was the 5 seed, had a game against Alabama. Alabama knocked off Tennessee. Holly Warlick is probably done at Tennessee. I don't think she makes it after this season. I don't know if Kyra Elzey wants to be a head coach, but she was there. Maybe they come after her. I don't know.
I can see that.
I could too. Nia Butts was a head coach at Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's at Kentucky. I mean, so two candidates for the Tennessee job, should Holly Warlick get fired, and she will, are on Matthew Mitchell's staff, which he kind of stabilized and solidified by bringing Kyra back and having Nia come in, who is really good buds with Kyra. So anyway, Kentucky beats Alabama, but now...
You can't not take the Tennessee job.
Of course
not. If offered to you, yeah.
Unless that's not what you want. Unless you don't want it. Like Dean Hood was the head coach at EKU, and when he spoke, I guess it was this week, about coming to Kentucky, he was kind of like, yeah, it's quite a lot. So it's cool. I don't have to be a head coach. I'm cool with this. It's quite a different deal. I forget what he said. He had a great analogy. I forget the analogy, but. So some, you know, John Robick. When he was at Youngstown State, and he was a head coach, and he decided, it's not what I want to do. I want to be an assistant. He's been with Calipari ever since.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Nia has been a head coach. Now she's an assistant again. Maybe she still wants it. My guess is that if they was offered to Nia, she would...
Bring Kyra with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. Either way, Kentucky's Matthews in trouble again.
Yeah.
Looking for good people. But, so now, the women have to play South Carolina for the second time in 7 days.
And South Carolina's, you know, one of the better teams in the country, no doubt.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Thing about South Carolina is they've got so many tall girls who are... play like guards, who are skilled like guards. When you have that, it's so tough. I started recording, by the way, the UConn show, Gino Auriemma's HBO show.
Oh, I didn't know he was doing
behind that. The championship, or I don't know, something like that. But it's this season.
Yeah.
I guess they started back this season, and maybe now they've just put it all together. But so, you know, like a Hard Knocks or something. I think it would be interesting to see the inner workings of Connecticut's basketball program. I mean, 100 and whatever wins now? Good grief. All right, before we go to break, Michael is on the line. Our friend Michael, his Madison Southern Eagles had their best season ever. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Manny Joe. I have a question. From this season for Madison Southern, if you had anything away from this season, what would you take away from it?
Well, you got the Madison Central monkey off your back. that thing has been on there for 21 years. And how many times have you come so close, like three or four times here in the last three or four games? The season opener was a two-point game. Last year's district championship was a one-point game. The year before that, the district championship went to overtime, and Madison Central won all those. It's kind of a mental thing. Well, kind of like when Tennessee was beating Kentucky in football. You'd get so close, but you just couldn't get over the hump because they own you. You know. Well, now you can say it, Michael. Even though the season is over, you guys didn't go further in the region tournament, you still won a district championship, and you let Madison Central know that, hey, we can do it. You're done dominating us. We've been close, close, and close, and we finally got there. And then on top of that, Michael, you guys got your most wins in school history. It's the most wins in a season ever for Madison Southern. So my takeaway would be celebrate it all, because these things, well, it's been 21 years in the making. They don't come around very often. And I'm sure you're happy with them, aren't you?
Yes, I'm happy. And Daniel, like I told you the other day on Twitter, I wasn't going to call in, but you come through and... I'm
going to
think of some questions, so...
Okay, well, I...
Don't question what Dan says. If he tells you to call in, you call in.
I just said, go ahead and call. He said, I'm not going to call. Madison Southern lost, so I'm not going to call. I said, go ahead and call anyway. It doesn't have to be...
You don't focus on the last loss. This has been a great season.
Yes, very good for them. All right, we're going to take a break, Mary Jo.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
When we come back, we'll get into just a little bit of the high school basketball region tourneys, a little more so tomorrow as we look ahead to next week, because the boys, a lot of the boys' semifinals are Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls' championships, a lot of them are today. However, we do have the 11th region boys' semifinals today, and one of those games, the second of the doubleheader, will be on our air around 3 o'clock. You'll have Neil Jackson and Josh Toffness with Varsity Game Night calling Scott County versus
Madison Central.
Madison Central. Sorry, Michael. And we'll take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Zucker wants to send you to Phoenix. Win tickets to both semifinals and the championship game. Download Zucker for your chance to win two lower arena tickets to the 2017 Men's College Basketball Finals. Zucker is a free app, and it's easy to enter. Play the Basketball Madness game on the Zucker app. Every time you play is another entry to win the trip and the tickets. Zucker is a free app you use to find great deals from your favorite merchants like Subway Restaurants, Sleep Outfitters, and Suntan City. Download Zucker and start playing today, because we want to send you to the championship.
Banks floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh. Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We want to make sure your home has the best air quality possible. Give us a call today. It's the perfect time for a system checkup for your home.
Visit BarkleyBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that helped people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters, carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, I saw your buddy from Channel 18, Dorian Kraft, over at Harrison County last night. We were at the 10th Region Tournament, and in that game, it was in that semifinal, was Clark County beating Nicholas County, and then Mason County held off Campbell County to move on. So it'll be Clark County and Mason County, 7 o'clock tonight, for the girls' region championship. And Clark County, I probably give the advantage to them in that game, but I was moved a little bit at Mason County because Mason County is blue and white. That's what that's their school colors. So when you see the whole team come out and shoot in green T-shirts, you're like, what are they wearing green for? And so I asked around. I got to looking at it. It said Battle for Boone on it. It had a little ribbon. I'm like, okay, so who's Boone? Did a student maybe die over there or something? Turns out one of the senior basketball players, Maddie Boone, she's a starter. Her mother is the school nurse there at Mason County. So everybody knows the school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She is now battling stage 4 liver cancer. And so they have the shirts made up for her. And I guess maybe they're selling them also to raise some money, maybe for medical bills to help out. And I was told, I don't know the specifics, but they were in Frankfort, Mason County was, earlier this season playing someone. And one of the Frankfort teams, like the parents and everybody, bought all of their shirts, everything they had on them, to help.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, cancer just sucks.
It does. It does.
It
so
just
bad.
Sucks.
And it's never good for anyone. It's never a good situation, but a school nurse and, kids on the team. I mean, to be a senior basketball player and have your mother go through this. And so it's just very difficult. Our best wishes for the Boone family. Hope it all works out. So anyway, Clark County, Mason County tonight, 7 o'clock, Harrison County High School in the 10th Region Girls Championship game. In the 11th Region Girls Championship game, Lafayette, our buddy Josh Moore at Herald Leader, said it's the best he's seen them play all year. Scott County was ranked higher, but I kind of thought Lafayette's experience and just being there before, I really thought Lafayette would have the advantage there. And Lafayette wound up being up by almost 20 points. They wound up winning by 8. But so now Lafayette takes on Franklin County. These two have kind of been the 1-2. I mean,
yeah.
I guess these are the last...
probably the two best players in the region,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And these are the last three region champions. Lafayette won, and then Franklin won, and Franklin won again. So these two have won the region the last 3 years. And yeah, Lafayette can really go. So can Franklin County. So Franklin County's in there against Lafayette, 7:30 tonight at EKU in the 11th Region Girls Championship. And then in the 12th Region Championship, the girls championship at Pulaski County, Mercer County versus Lincoln County. Mercer County, I was looking at this, has won 45 of its last 46 games against 12th region opponents. That stretches 3
yeah.
years. They've won the region 2 years in a row. They're the favorite again to get back. So as far as the boys go, though, 11th region boys semifinals today at EKU. 1:30, it's Lexington Catholic against Sayre. At 3:15, it's Scott County against Madison Central. again, like I said from the beginning, I think Lexington Catholic and Scott County get there to meet each other. The championship game is Monday. You can hear Scott County versus Madison Central right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Neil Jackson and Josh Toffness will have the call on varsity game night. And also semifinal today, the 13th Region Boys semifinal. 1 o'clock, it's Knox Central versus Corbin. At 2:30, it's South Laurel versus Harlan County. Those four right there, all of them, any of them. Any of them that come out could make some noise in the tournament. Dangerous teams. So I can't even call it. I don't know who's going to win that. Boys regions like 3, 9, and 15 also play semifinals today. The rest of the region semifinals and finals are Monday and Tuesday. But 13 of the 16 girls region championships are today. And the remaining three are on Sunday because next week at Northern Kentucky University, this girls
Sweet 16. Yeah.
And the following week is the boys Sweet 16. So it's here.
I can't believe it.
It is here.
I cannot believe it.
So, now, Derby preps upon us today. Two big ones. Fountain of Youth Stakes and the Gotham Stakes. We'll talk it a little bit about it next and take your calls. 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
In case you've wondered what you'll find at the boot store, we handpick the very best from Ariat, Anderson Bean, American Hat, Blackjack Boots, Barber, and Brownie. Corral, Carhartt, Cinch, Dan Post, Georgia Boot, and Justin. Lucchese, Nocona, Old Gringo, Resistol, Roper, Rios and Mercedes, Rod Patrick, Stetson, and Tony Lama. Thoroughgood, Twisted X, and Wolverine, Wrangler, and many more. They're too numerous to mention. If it's good, we have it, and we have more of it. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boot Store.
There's a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There's a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Thanks for covering.
Is Derek there?
There's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We've got flooring choices for every room in your home.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street, TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
UK and Texas A&M, an hour and a half away, and coming up at 11 o'clock, Matthew Lawrence is going to be in here for UK pregame, and we'll all do it together, Mary Jo.
Well, let's do it. All of us.
Together. As one.
Hashtag one, hashtag together.
But of course there are some, we'll get to that, and we'll talk plenty of UK, but of course there are some big horse races today. The Fountain of Youth Stakes, 6 o'clock at Gulfstream Park. Just give you a brief, you know, little thing here in case you want to run over to the Red Mile and get your money in. A field of 11 going a mile and a 16th. Irish war cry. That's what everyone wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
This horse, morning line favorite of 5-2, trained by Graham Motion, won the Holy Bowl, gate to wire, and beat juvenile champ Classic Empire. Everybody was so high on Classic Empire, and now it looks like Foot Issue is keeping Classic Empire maybe completely off the Derby trail.
I hope not.
May not see him. So then it's now become Irish War Cry as the early favorite. But, you know, it's March. We don't know. And there's some other good horses in here. Practical Joke, second choice, 3-1, trained by Chad Brown, will be ridden by Jose Ortiz, making his 3-year-old debut, ran third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile after winning a pair of grade ones as a 2-year-old. Now, Joel Rosario had been the rider for Practical Joke, and he said, no, I'm going to ride Irish War Cry. So
I probably would, too.
Yes. And then Gnerva, the third choice, is 7-2. Antonio Sano, Javier Castellano, ran second to Irish War Cry in the Holy Bowl and was 5 lengths ahead of Classic Empire and won a grade 2 and a grade 3 as a 2-year-old. But again, these prices, 5-2, 3-1, 7-2. I'm looking elsewhere in the Fountain of Youth. In the Gotham, that's at 4:50, so an hour before the Fountain of Youth. At Aqueduct, a field of 10, going a mile and a 16th. Ella Reeb is the horse to beat here, morning line favorite, 6-5.
He's the only graded stakes winner in the field.
Who wants 6-5 odds? Nobody. So then, who are you going to beat him with? Cloud Computing is the second choice at 5-1. Chad Brown, Manny Franco. True Timber, the third choice is 6-1. That's Kieran McLaughlin. Ran second to Ella Reeb in the Withers. So Conflated, 8-1. Doug O'Neill, Mario Gutierrez. J Boy's Echo, also 8-1. That's Dale Romans and Robbie Alvarado. Ran third to Ella Reeb in the Withers. Here's the one I'm going to throw some money at. To try to make some money anyway.
Yeah.
Action Every Day. Todd Pletcher, Rajiv Mirage, 10-1. This horse won its maiden in December, then won an allowance on January 27th. So only two races, both down there in Florida at Tampa Bay Downs. Now up there in New York, it's a little colder. I don't know. I don't like short prices.
Yeah, and we know this. We know this, Dan. You like to make money.
Don't we all? Hey, NFL.
Scared money don't make no money.
John Calipari said it best. The NFL Combine, we were talking about.
Yeah, I watched some of this yesterday. I watched Boom.
What'd you think?
I thought he did well. I mean, I don't think he blew everyone's minds like, okay, now he's a first-round pick. I think he's probably ends up where he was projected beforehand,
mm-hmm.
fourth to fifth round. But I do think that they were impressed. I do think scouts were impressed by him, and certainly the analysts were that were there.
You know, it seems like it always comes down in the NFL to blocking. If you can block and protect in the NFL, then you can get more snaps. But he's probably, I mean, for his size, there's no way he's a feature back. He's a guy that's maybe a third down back. He's maybe going to have to catch more out of the backfield. You know, because what he was able to do at Kentucky is you give him enough touches, he's bound to break one.
Yes.
And in the NFL, his touches may be like 4 or 5 a game. I think if he catches on and is able to hold on with the team, I mean 4.5 speed. Well, he first ran a 4.4.
Yeah, he was that was the first what they had clocked him at, and that put him at the fourth fastest back at the combine. And they readjusted it to 4.51, which put him 10th. But I still think even if the big guys that are constantly talked about, right, Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette,
mm-hmm.
the big guns.
Right.
Boom's numbers weren't far off that, you know, they weren't, and he was better than some of those guys.
Well, he can get to the edge. So there's value in that. There's value in that acceleration and beating guys to the corner. So I think there'll be a place for Boom in the NFL. And yeah, fourth, fifth round. Now, John Toth, his numbers were not as impressive, like tied for 30th in the bench, 20th in the 20-yard shuttle among offensive linemen. What is the 20-yard shuttle anyway? Is it back and forth between cones? Is that lateral movement? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I just don't. The combine to me is.
Yeah.
Did you watch him play football?
I totally agree. And there was, you know, there was some controversy this week about some of the guys that weren't invited to the combine, that are good, like Joe Mixon and Chad Kelly from Ole Miss. You know, guys that if they didn't have their off the field mistakes, would have most assuredly been at the combine.
Who wants to take that kind of risk and take that kind of headache on? You know.
Well, they're still going to get a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's still going to take a flyer on Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think, I'm not saying Boom was the last one in, but, you know, some of those guys not going may have helped another guy get out there and get seen.
Yeah, I wonder if Toth, he's probably, what, like an eighth round, you would think, very late. It's going to get late and you're going to wonder, but... The draft report says they think he has the ability to eventually be a starter in the league. I know just from watching NFL, there were so many needs for centers, so many different teams. I mean, offensive linemen, there's a lot of injuries up there.
Yes.
And guys who are capable can fit. I mean, especially young guys coming into the league like Toth.
So listen, obviously UK plays at noon, right?
Yeah.
But you like to watch all throughout the day. There's some other good games on today. Louisville, Notre Dame.
Right after Kentucky.
Which is always a barn burner. Always.
Yeah, CBS, WKYT hit it big today. They got
the UK game exacta.
Followed right by Louisville, Notre Dame. All you have to do is throw in... Purdue? Would you throw in Purdue? If Kentucky was playing Purdue, this would be like the old Louisville
or Indiana.
Thing. Indiana. That's what I'm thinking of. The Indiana, Notre Dame, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
In a doubleheader at Freedom Hall.
And then Duke, North Carolina is tonight. But so this is like, you know, the rivalry week.
Right.
I am just looking like, who cares? But did you know that Oregon State's only won 5 games? They're 5-25.
Is Michelle Obama's brother still the coach?
I don't know. He won't be after.
They're all out of jobs. The whole Obama family has lost their job.
I mean, 5? And that's even Mizzou's better than that.
I saw that Washington got upset in the women's Pac-12 tournament. You know that girl Kelsey Plum?
Yes.
Scored.
Well, and they went to the Final Four last year. They beat Kentucky.
Yes.
Here at Rupp.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of Shaka Smart? Texas is 10-20. I thought he was going to be a great hire.
This is year 2, right?
Or 3? No, is it 2?
I think it's
Rick
2.
Barnes has been at Tennessee 2 years. But did he go straight from Texas to Tennessee? No, this isn't Rick Barnes' first year.
Okay.
But Texas was ranked preseason.
Oh, were they?
Mm-hmm.
I think, really. Give him some time. I think he'll be fine.
There's so many good basketball players in Texas.
There is. Texas A&M.
Got some of them.
Texas A&M has got a good class of players. Every one of them, their signees, is from Texas for next season.
We always have one, it feels like.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, this is as close as he's getting to going home.
Julius Randle, the Harrison twins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always great players. If Shaka Smart can find a Kevin Durant, I mean, he's golden.
Wouldn't we all love that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, the UK baseball team won 3 games this week. Won its first game last weekend, but then this week came home opener against EKU Tuesday.
And they've been lighting it up. Like,
yeah.
1,000 runs a game.
Yeah. And then... took out Western Kentucky. Now, last year, this was Kentucky's problem. The midweek games.
Mm-hmm.
They would do okay and hold their own and win their share on the weekends in the SEC. and then lose the midway week game to Murray State and Morehead State and EKU and WKU. Well, they're off to a good start there. They got EKU and WKU this week, and then yesterday, number 23, UC Santa Barbara, who was in the College World Series last year, came in, and Kentucky shut them down. Kentucky won 2-1, takes game one. Now, UK starter Sean Jelly, he was in the bullpen last year, came out, and they made him the number one, the Friday starter. And his start last week, he got rocked, absolutely shelled. And you're just thinking, ooh, this maybe Friday's not going to work out. Maybe he's going to have to be in the pen. Nick Mangione, talking to the media yesterday after the game, says, our pitching coach Jim Bellinger worked with his mechanics a little bit when we got back from our trip to Virginia and said, when you mess with a kid's mechanics, you just never know how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's gotten this far doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
But now we're going to mix it up a little bit to kind of help with deception of his pitches. And he said, credit to Jelly. He's worked on it and taken to it, and it was unreal. Against the College World Series team, the number 23 team in the country, Jelly shut him down. Seven innings, seven and a third, six hits, one run, eight strikeouts. He's 6'11". And that thing's coming down at you. The next Randy Johnson. Maybe at least the next Alex Meyer. But Marcus Carson had an RBI single in the third, and then UK got its second run in the fifth on a wild pitch. They moved a runner over, a wild pitch, got the runner home from third. Connor Heady scored. And the game two is today at 1 o'clock, and so that'll be on the SEC Network Plus. So if at halftime you're disgusted with the UK men's basketball team,
Let's hope not.
You could flip it over to the SEC Network Plus.
Let's hope it's because they're up 40, Dan, and they're just cruising. Not that we're disgusted with them. Jeez.
Or it is so sunny and blue sky beautiful out there.
Deceptively cold, though. A little chilly.
It is chilly. It is a little chilly. Even that bird up there. What kind of bird is that? Is that a mourning dove sitting on top of the building? Or a pigeon? Probably a pigeon. He looks cold. I'm just saying. He's closer to the sun than we are. All right.
By the way, I don't think we mentioned game time, but UK women do play South Carolina at 5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock today.
And that's on ESPNU.
Yeah, Evelyn Akator, by the way, 23 points, 9 rebounds. She has been a beast.
Oh, yeah.
Since, like, January. Just really, really taking it to
another
level.
Both her and Michaela got first-team All-SEC, deservedly so. But
I mean, that's pretty big.
Evelyn Akator
is All-SEC, two off of one team.
Yeah.
Taylor Murray, listen to her game. 8 points, 5 assists, 0 turnovers, 3 steals, 4 rebounds. She's something else. The thing here is UK has lost to South Carolina 5 in a row. Lost both meetings this season. Now, last Sunday, it seemed a little better, like UK was in the game. And 95-87 was the final. So UK was keeping up. So a 6th straight win over Kentucky by South Carolina would mark the longest streak of any school over UK under Matthew Mitchell. It would be a big upset. This is the third time in the last 4 years the two of them have met in the semifinals. South Carolina got it last year. The year before that, Kentucky won it and got to the finals. But think about this. 8th straight SEC tournament semifinals. Nobody else in the conference.
It's the longest active streak. Yeah.
And still, under Matthew Mitchell, still just can't get that championship. I mean, they have won one, but it was back in the 80s or something. And as good as they've been under Matthew Mitchell.
How many times have they played in the championship game? Twice? Once?
Once against Tennessee. And remember, Tennessee hit like 30 3-pointers that game. I mean, they
were just raining threes. But I didn't know if they'd played in another championship game.
Did they maybe play Texas A&M?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I can't remember it right off the top of my head, and we don't have time to look it up. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to really get into Kentucky and Texas A&M. We have Matthew Lawrence joining us for UK game day at 11 o'clock, and we're going to get going on this right
now. Look where the cat just drug in. Speaking of the devil.
Cats.
The cats. My bad. Look what the cats just drug in.
He'll join us here at the top of the hour here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh, freaky fast.
Max here with John Blevins of Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I hear you had an interesting call lately. Tell us about it.
I had a woman call, and she had no heat. She needed somebody right away. She called another company that said they could get to them anytime, but they could not get to her for 8 to 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get out there in a timely fashion and got her heat on that night.
Sounds like anyone who needs quick service should call Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Find out more at BarkleyBlevins.com.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Hey everybody, this is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So what do you think of Kentucky being a 7.5-point favorite? Does that sound right? I know Texas A&M is not great, but Kentucky on the road.
But listen, you take into account, but the last time Kentucky played Texas A&M, granted it was at Rupp,
yeah,
was really the last time that I thought, oh yeah, this team is going to be unstoppable.
Yeah,
and they won by like 40 points or something right. Like that, right?
This team looked like it was on its way to one of those special categories of teams at Kentucky.
Yeah, so
in that game, Mary Jo, Isaiah Briscoe was 3 for 3 from 3. You're like, he's a different player.
Yep.
He's a lottery pick. It's happening. And Kentucky
hit all his free throws or something that day, too. Yeah. Or only missed one or something.
And Kentucky as a team was 13 of 25 from 3 that day. I just don't see Kentucky knocking down 13 three-pointers today. It just doesn't seem right. I mean, 7.5, probably in the... I'm closer to 5.5. I think this game's going to be tight because of Texas A&M's big dudes. They start 6'10", 6'10", 6'9", up front. That sophomore, Tyler Davis, you remember him as a freshman last year. He's averaging 14-7. He leads the SEC in field goal percentage. Bam, by the way, is second. And then this freshman, Robert Williams, he wasn't what he is now then. 2 months ago when Kentucky and them played, he averages 12-8. He's second in the SEC in block shots, 2.5 per game.
And if we're being totally honest with ourselves, De'Aaron Fox isn't who he was then. And I'm talking about the other way. And Isaiah Briscoe, same thing.
Well, remember Fox was on pace to break the record for assists. You know, Tyler Ulis? And if not Tyler Ulis, then John Wall, who's second, but he holds the freshman record.
Mm-hmm.
He's nowhere close. He leads the SEC in assists with 145, but the record is 241. He's not getting there in 10 games, should Kentucky go to the national championship. That's what they would have. He's not getting 100 assists that amount of time. So that has gone way, way down. Mm-hmm.
He missed time.
He did.
You know.
And it's affected him.
Yeah.
But he did say the knee is close to 100%.
But, I mean, he's had an ankle, he's had a knee, and then I feel like there's just something else because he keeps turning the ball over.
Mm.
Well,
he goes into traffic and he loses the handle.
Loses it. But he was, you know, and of course teams have figured out, you know, how to defend Kentucky. But he's just he's a little bit different than he was at the start of the season, I feel like.
To me, it seems like Kentucky turns the ball over left and right and they have a turnover problem, right? And there was a stretch there where Kentucky was having more turnovers than assists
mm-hmm.
per game. And then it's gotten a little better, but then it hasn't just been great. So I looked at the number. I'm like, gosh, how bad is Kentucky when it comes to turnovers? UK leads the SEC in assist-to-turnover ratio. I mean, that's how much of a microscope we put on them.
Yeah. Good job, Dan.
Look, Texas A&M... last in the SEC in turnover margin. They're minus 2.3 a game. UK is second in the SEC in turnover margin at plus 2.8. I mean, but doesn't it feel that way?
It does
feel like Kentucky has way too many turnovers.
It does. It does feel that way, but
they're second in the league in assist to turnover as far as
maybe it's because the you go back and you look at, you know, what counts as a turnover, and you feel like, man, they went through that stretch where they just traveled constantly, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of gotten better. But I think they're so glaring where it'll be like, you know, Isaiah Briscoe drives lane, then just throws the ball to no one. Or, you know, just slips out of De'Aaron Fox's hands. I just think they're...
careless?
They're careless. And they're glaring.
The basketball. Because it can be a momentum swing when that happens. You go down on the other end and get a dunk, you know? I mean, it can swing. While we were on the topic of Fox and the assists, at one time he was chasing, you know, the record. Well,
Bam was chasing the dunk record, too.
And he still is. Bam is at 81 dunks. That is 11 shy of Anthony Davis's record of 92.
That's doable.
He's going to get it.
Yeah.
I think so. He could get half of them today.
Yeah.
No, not against these guys. 6'10", 6'10", 6'9".
Did those guys not play the first time around?
Well, Robert Williams played less. He's the freshman. He played less. And then this junior, I don't know how to say his name, but Morellis is the last, Troco Morellis. I mean, he hasn't been as solid, I guess. He wasn't as solid as he has been. But look, Texas A&M started out SEC play 1-5. I mean, in non-conference, they barely lost to Arizona. They played somebody else really tough, too. Was it UCLA, maybe?
Well, they were thought to be like the second or third best team in the SEC at the beginning of the season.
And then they went south. They started out 1-5 in SEC play. Turned it around in a bit of 7-4 since, won 3 of its last 4, so they've improved. But this kid, Troco Morellis, he scored 18 last game, including 3 threes, so he can step out as well. That front court trio combines for 34 points and 20 rebounds a game. UK's front court does not contribute that. There's no way.
No.
Bam and Derek Orwinion, that's your front court. They don't score 34 and 20 a game.
Mm-mm.
So that's going to be, it's just going to be a contrast. And it's going to be big for Bam to stay out of foul trouble.
Yes.
He cannot get in foul trouble in this game.
Because we can't let Isaac Humphries get the ball with the last second and grab a rebound when the game is on the line.
Bama's done a good job staying out of foul trouble lately.
Yeah.
Though he has. All right, coming up, Matthew Lawrence joins us here in the studio, and we'll take you up to tip off here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Palmer Tires is your complete auto service center. From oil changes to motor changes, they do it all. Palmer Tires has been here for 36 years with great tire brands like Cooper, Bridgestone, Firestone, and you can get tires up to 6 months interest-free. Starting March 1st, get up to a $150 rebate on select Cooper tires and free four-wheel alignments with the purchase of four tires. Palmer Tires, 305 Southland Drive. Call 859-277-6111 or palmertire.com.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Max here with John Blevins of Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I hear you had an interesting call lately. Tell us about it.
I had a woman call, and she had no heat. She needed somebody right away. She called another company that said they could get to them anytime, but they could not get to her for 8 to 12 hours. We were able to get out there in a timely fashion and got her heat on that night.
Sounds like anyone who needs quick service should call Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Find out more at BarkleyBlevins.com.
We're trying to keep our cars longer. Go to Bluegrass Auto Body for quality repairs and timely service at a reasonable price. They work on all makes and models, and they've been in the business for over 51 years. Bluegrass Auto Body gives you a lifetime warranty on your repairs. Two locations, the original on West High Street and Bluegrass Auto Body South at 309 Ruscio Way. See how good they are at BluegrassAutoBody.com. When someone runs into you, run into Bluegrass Auto Body. It's basketball season. It's the cellar season. Happy hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA basketball on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. After an epic matchup in their first meeting of the season, which featured 13 first-half lead changes, more than any other Duke-North Carolina matchup in the last 10 seasons, the 5th-ranked Tar Heels welcomed the 17th-ranked Blue Devils tonight, 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. It's important for UNC tonight and in the upcoming NCAA tournament to play with an edge, advises ESPN's Jay Williams.
When this UNC basketball team plays defense with purpose, like when they look like they're off when they come on the court, that's a team I get worried about. Like that's a team that's a team that's going to win a championship, right? Like, and it's almost to their fault. They have so many nice guys. It makes you start thinking, like, who's the bad guy on that team? Like, is that Theo Pinson? Is he willing to do some of that gritty, dirty work? Because when they have that mentality, like that's a team that's going to beat you by 20. But you wonder if that's a team that's consistently going to show up.
Jay Williams on Russillo and Cannell. Dukes Grayson Allen and Emil Jefferson expected to play. Both have been dealing with injuries. The Spurs can become the second NBA team this season to clinch playoff spot, doing so with a win tonight over the Timberwolves or a Trailblazers loss to the Nets. A lawyer for Jim and Johnny Buss, reached by ESPN last night, denied the brothers were trying to have their sister Jeannie removed as controlling owner of the Lakers, insisted they had voted to re-elect her as controlling owner in legal documents signed on Thursday. According to court documents obtained by ESPN's Ramona Shelburne, Jeannie Buss thwarted a legal attempt by Johnny and Jim to strip her of her seat on the Lakers' board of directors and potentially her controlling ownership of the team. NHL Blackhawks tonight seek to run their winning streak to 7 when they visit the Predators.
The Cardinals look to halt the Fighting Irish six-game win streak. Don't miss college basketball on ESPN Radio, Notre Dame at Louisville. Coverage begins at 1:30 Eastern today on ESPN Radio. Presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for covering.
Is Derek there?
There's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We've got flooring choices for every room in your home.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times you hear about an automobile accident. This is a term given to us by the insurance industry. Excessive speed, alcohol and drugs, and the use of cellular devices are the leading causes of car crashes. That's right, car crashes. In most cases, there's no accident at all. Just plain old intentional conduct. For almost 30 years, we at Morgan & Morgan have represented those injured and killed in car crashes. We try as hard as we can to put your life back together. The insurance company is our enemy and your enemy. Don't trust anything they tell you. Thankfully, cars are getting safer, and at some point soon, hopefully, they drive themselves and put us out of business. And that's just fine with me. But until that time, I'm going to fight like hell to warn you, inform you, and protect you. Visit ForThePeople.com. Power to the people. Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Matthew Lawrence isn't even listening to the song you picked out for him.
Did you hear the song?
No.
Keep playing it. Are you playing it?
I can't hear my headphones. Here I am,
in this city. Do you know this song?
No.
You don't know this song?
No.
Nobody knows this song,
Dan. Right here.
It's a New York groove.
There you go.
There it is.
We had to do it. Matthew's
very
down.
Cool.
Yeah.
I forget I'm from New York. Because my 10-year-old says things like,
y'all,
Dad, I got something in my eye. And then I don't remember where I'm from anymore.
I have one son I have twins. So one of them doesn't really have an accent at all. And the other one just slips it in. Because my wife is country as a turnip green.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got the drawl.
Now, I don't think I knew this. How old are your twins?
8.
Are they identical?
No.
Okay. Because I'm an identical twin, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so any questions you have.
Do you feel pain when he feels
we've
pain?
We've had some really weird things happen.
Yeah.
In our lives. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it, that stuff is true.
Example. We have to have an example.
Our junior year. First, let me say I'm so excited to be here with you guys. You're my favorites.
Well, thank you.
Wait, Mikey told me. He wrote down a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, don't listen to Mikey.
Okay. our junior year in college, he studied abroad in Italy. Now, you got to remember, this is 80 years ago. So there were no cell phones. There was not. Every Sunday, you had to call home for a minute because it was so expensive. He was in Italy. And at about 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, which you didn't do your junior year in college.
No.
Till 2 a.m.
You're still up at 5 a.m., but you're not at.
And I just had a feeling like something was wrong over there. But we had no way of knowing because there was nothing. And later that night, I called home and I asked if they had heard from Mitchell. And my mom said, yeah, why? And I said, I woke up at 5 this morning and I just felt like, and he had been in a car accident.
Wow.
Right around that time.
Wow.
In Italy. So it even goes across.
It travels.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are part Jedi. That's what it is, the Force.
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
The movement and the Force.
Matter of fact, the first Star Wars came out, I went, this is us. Our whole lives, and we never knew it.
If you could just use your Jedi mind trick on Josh.
To do what? What do you want Josh to do?
Lose the man bun.
Oh, okay.
The man bun is not good.
But that's like a young Luke Skywalker, isn't it?
It's his generation, yes. I mean, he's got the hoodie on, too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He's got a lightsaber next to him, too. I don't know if you've noticed. He looks like the guy whose name is Guy from Virginia. Have you seen
him?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of stuff about that man bun?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't care, so good for you.
He doesn't.
Good for you.
At one time, I had, you know, lines drawn in my hair, you know?
There's no way you didn't have a mullet at one time, Dan.
I did also have a mullet, yes. And a rat tail.
Yeah. Oh, I had a rat tail.
Yeah.
I had a rat tail before. I mean, yeah, my third grade picture for school. I mean, I got my I got my hair super short and then a big, long rat tail at the bottom.
This is awesome.
I don't think I went as far as getting a line in the eyebrow. You remember the Vanilla Ice stuff? Oh, I went to school with kids. We had the little lines in the eyebrows. Yeah.
See, this is where I differ from both of you because I was 55 when Vanilla Ice stuff was going on.
The trends. Your trends would have been what? Bell bottoms?
Yeah. I was Woodstock.
Yeah.
We were the hippie generation. Mm-hmm. That's me. Full on. And proud of it. And proud that I'm still here.
All right, phone lines, 381-1313. You get in the contest, give the score, and the tiebreaker is points and assists for De'Aaron Fox. Brian, you're up. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you.
Hi, Brian.
Happy ball game day.
Yes.
And to you?
Yep. So just heard an interesting theory on how the team has evolved to this point in the season. That early in the season, it was just go out and play, run, be the fastest team.
Every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
We want to score every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. And then the powers that be determined that if we don't involve a low post in our overall game plan, we aren't going to win the national championship. So in spite of success scoring every 3 seconds, the team has taken on a 3 to 5 week learning process of BAM will be a part of the offense no matter what. And that transition to a complete team explaining some of the fits and starts that we've had over the SEC season.
Well, Cal has said if you don't have a presence inside, you're a fraud.
Well, I think there's some truth to what you're saying, but I don't think it's all of that. I think part of it is, do you remember when Kentucky would go shoot free throws and nobody from the other team would line up and it wasn't the last 30 seconds of the game?
Yeah.
Because they were so scared of what was coming that they went ahead and said, we got to get back on defense. I think there's, without a doubt, teams transition defense got better. But I remember Kenny Payne saying, Bam, when we will get to the next level, when Bam is calling for the ball in transition as well. When we run down the court, he goes down there and finds his place and calls for the ball. That didn't happen. So they've had to force it, and I believe there's some truth to what you're saying.
Right, and as that was happening, Bam was learning how to play without fouling. So foul trouble, even though when the team was starting to look for that, it wasn't possible to do because Bam was sitting next to the other guys on the bench.
And he now might be able to run in transition because he's lost 10 pounds and he's in good shape.
He stopped eating fried food.
Which apparently he wasn't in before. Like, did you see him earlier in the year? He looked out of shape.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to be that kind of out of shape.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time that he committed a foul 70 feet away from the basket either.
Right.
So I think both things are coming into play with his maturity and development.
Well, how about that? He's coming on. How about this? Last 9 games, he's hit 64 of 97 shots. That's 66%. During UK's current 7-game win streak, remember his rebounding problem, UCLA game, all the way up until just a few games ago, he hadn't had more than 9 rebounds in a game.
Right. And many games not even close to that.
Right.
Yeah.
He's averaging 10.3 rebounds per game during this 7-game win streak. He had back-to-back 15-rebound games.
And here's the thing with the rest of the team, too, like Derek. This seven-game win streak coincides with us out-rebounding every team.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's the seven games that we're on right now.
Almost 11.
Even Malik Monk got some rebounds.
He started to rebound, too.
People on Twitter are hysterical. He got a rebound. He got a rebound the other day, his first one. Somebody on Twitter in caps put, Monk got a rebound with like 8 exclamation points.
Well, when the three pillars on the team fill what you expect them to do, being Monk, Fox, and Bam, that allows the role players just to do what they, any contribution you get from the role players, then it is an enhancement. They're not trying to make up for Bam being on the bench or Monk shooting poorly or Fox being out of the game for injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to get into this contest, Brian?
I'm already in it.
He's in.
Oh,
he's
in.
Yeah.
All right.
88-68 with 23 combined for De'Aaron.
88-68. Wow.
Oh, that's what I think.
7.5 points, says Vegas.
Yeah.
You guys
listen,
say.
Every
we'll
time,
talk
when,
about
when,
this Vegas thing, because
when we're on with Matthew, he
likes to go in depth on the wise guys and all.
No, he is like, oh, I'm not worried about this game at all.
Yeah.
There it is. We're going to win by 50. Don't even play it. Just forget about it. And then we lose.
I think our superiority at guard will allow us to turn them over so many times that the score should be up there.
Well, we beat them by 42 the last time.
Yep. So we're cutting that in half, basically.
Well, they turned the ball over a ton. Last time Kentucky played these guys, 25 turnovers. And guess what? That is one area Texas A&M has not improved on since then.
That's when we're that team from the beginning of the season, when we're getting those loose ball turnovers where you get out.
Yeah, because then you're not back in transition.
Right. And those 6'10", 6'10", 6'9", guys are not getting down the floor.
No.
So, hence...
the 20-point
I
blowout.
Love using that word. Yeah, good word. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Right.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Talk to you
know a word I started using the other day, this week, a couple times? Whilst. You ever used whilst?
I use it almost every day. No. Yes, I've used it before, but only kidding around.
I have never used it before.
Whilst.
Like in a natural conversation or in an... It just came out?
Yeah, just offhand, it just came out.
Or just like when you're writing Shakespearean type poetry?
Yeah.
Or
sonnets? You've been writing sonnets at night?
No.
Just a
it just came
time.
Out. I wonder where I hear it, where I get this stuff. Oh, some of the stuff I hear from my kids. That's a lot worse than whilst.
That's where you got it? You didn't get it from your kids.
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying I wonder where I hear this stuff. We got to take a break.
Raindrop. Drop tap.
All right, I got to tell this before we go to break.
What?
They're listening to the raindrop drop top. All right, so that leads to my 8-year-old twins in the living room going, hit the Quan. So I get out the phone, search hit the Quan, make sure it's clean, which is not even a dirty song anyway.
No, it's not.
The regular version.
The raindrop drop top.
Is,
yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So my boys are out there trying to hit the Quan. They couldn't be whiter. I'm like, guys, you've got to move the hips. The hips have to be involved. Don't tell me you're going to school trying to hit the Quan with stiff hips. That's not
good. That ain't my kid.
I don't know what you're hitting, but it ain't the Quan. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Matthew, Mary Jo, me, here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Russillo and Canal.
Yeah, when you're Magic, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
I mean, you can be named advisor and go, well, look, I'm probably taking this shop over. But it feels like, this Dodgers thing's kind of boring. I'm going to start going to games with Genie. I'm going to work this relationship. I mean, I'm Magic freaking Johnson. This is the biggest power play the NBA this season, and it has nothing to do with the trade.
Russillo and Canal, 1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shop, where the new year means new gear. Get custom fit for TaylorMade's brand new 2017 M1 and M2 drivers. Same letter, better everything. Now delivering even more distance and forgiveness. M1 features more carbon fiber and a new adjustable weight system. M2 features all new geoacoustic technology. Try it and buy it with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
The volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present America's favorite cowboy heroes, Grammy Award-winning Riders in the Sky.
Woody's Roundup, right here every day.
Riders in the Sky in concert at the amazing Thoroughbred Theater right here in Lexington, Saturday, April 22. For tickets, 280-2218, presented by Hybrid Springwater and Hank 96.1.
Hello, Banks Floor Covering.
I want to talk to Mrs. Rader. She's my teacher.
Well, what's she been teaching you?
Today we ran down a dial of 419.
Well, then you should be able to get the right numbers from now on. So why are you calling Banks Floor Covering?
I asked for the flights for something for everyone, and 411 gave me this number.
We've got something for everyone with the best choices in carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
I'm going to get an A on my homework.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is my stuff.
This is everybody's stuff. You can't get down with this.
Who knows?
You can't get down with us.
Right before we went to the break, we were talking about the line. I just looked it up. Kentucky has a road favorite of 6.5 to 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 this season.
Yeah.
But in road games,
yeah.
2-7.
Yeah.
For the season, Kentucky's 14-15 against the spread. Kentucky's kind of like Notre Dame in football. They know
it's the name.
Kentucky's fan base
right.
can't bet against Kentucky.
Right.
So the line's going to be inflated.
Yeah. And you're right.
You think today's line is not inflated. I do.
Now wait a minute. What is it today?
7.5, but you're saying they're going to win by 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think close
between
to
15 and 20 is what I'm going with.
You down with that, Mary Jo?
Because here's the thing. These games, especially the last two, we started out,
awful.
I have it written down, 1-10 and 2-17. That's how we started the last two games.
Yeah.
That ain't happening today.
Well, it better stop happening. That's what I'm so worried about. That's the only thing I care about is how do they start.
Here's what I hate is Malik Monk said this back, maybe it was the North Carolina game after he scored 47.
I know what you're going to say.
He said, well, I make that first shot, and then it's on. And if I miss that first, so the opposite was that if he misses that first shot, then he feels like it's not on. So these games, he's missing that first shot, and it's like, all right, I'm screwed for the rest of the first half. And
1-5. He only took 5 shots, I think, last game in the first half.
It's like 5 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
But then the second half, it's kind of like a restart.
Right.
Or a reboot, as Calipari would put it.
In the last two games.
And he's gone off. All right, we got to get to the phones. George. Good morning, George.
Morning. Hollywood.
George. Sup?
Dan. Mary Jo.
Hey.
You ready?
85.
Yeah, here we go.
85-63.
85-63.
Yeah, that's George. George knows what I'm talking about.
Cat.
And?
Monk.
And,
oh, that's right.
No, De'Aaron.
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
What? Points?
Points assist. Mm-hmm.
Let's go with 17 points.
That would be 24, George.
That's a good game.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look for Monk to drive to the basket. That opens his jumper up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the hole. You're going to get fouled. Take it.
Well,
take it like a man.
That's what we've been doing. Getting to the foul line.
And go
to finish. Don't go to just get to the rim.
I know, because he'll
throw up some crazy stuff.
Yeah, he had one of his turnovers when he drove instead of just going to the rim. He flipped it back. Bam, man up, get strong, rebound. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the foul. Just get them out of your mind. If you get fouled, you foul, you foul, whatever. Don't think about it. Play ball.
No. No.
No.
He can't do that, especially not in the first half, George. He can't get two fouls and sit on the bench. You got to be smarter.
I ain't saying go foul, but...
That's what you just said.
No, I'm not. There you go, Hollywood. What I'm saying is just go in there and play your best. You know, don't foul. Keep your hands up.
Yeah.
And then if you get a foul, don't start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way this game is called will be big.
Oh.
Well, because their game is all inside.
And, oh, yeah, I know
and
that.
That's where Bam's going to have to defend today.
Yes, he is. And let's see. Yeah, I think we're going to really – it's time to start turning on a little bit because we're going to play on, what, Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, now, if we win tonight, we win outright, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Win outright. Already got the number one seed in the tournament, though. That is set.
Yeah.
So Kentucky is absolutely playing Friday at 1 o'clock. Should they win Saturday at 1 o'clock? Should they win Sunday at 1 o'clock? Which, that's the position you want to be
in.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Yeah, that's good. I didn't know if it would have been 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
No. So we'll all be
That'll be the week after the SEC tournament.
What time does
those games.
Florida
yes.
and Vandy play?
Who? Florida and Vanderbilt?
Today?
They play today?
I don't know. I'll have to tell you. See who's faster, Josh or me.
No. There's a race going on between Dan and Man Bun.
They play at 2.
Hey, I win! With the late kick down the stretch. What a turn of foot.
It's at Vandy. It's on ESPN. It's Florida's a 4-point favorite.
There you go.
What more do you want to know?
Yeah, what do you want to know? You want to know what they had for breakfast this morning?
No, I was just wondering because one of my knucklehead friends that's a Louisville fan was, you know, trashing the SEC again because, you know.
Because he's a Louisville fan.
Hey, I tell you what, that win over Florida is looking better and better now for Kentucky. KenPom top 10, Florida's up to number 5. Yeah. The KenPom top 10 goes Gonzaga, Villanova, West Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, 2 teams, 4 and 5, Kentucky is beaten. Virginia 6, UK 7, U of L 8, Kansas 9, Wichita State 10.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
That's all. The other neat or crazy thing this week that happened in the KenPom rankings, which is all the analytics and metrics and efficiency. Calipari came out this week and said he likes the KenPom rankings. He doesn't think that it should determine seeding in the tournament, but it should be a factor. And the reason he likes it is because he believes in efficiency. That's what he believes in. Defensive efficiency for Kentucky has surpassed offensive efficiency.
It's like 14th and 11th, right?
Yeah.
I think I read.
Yeah. Can you believe that? That Kentucky's defense past its offensive efficiency.
Well, that's good, but I'd like to see us higher than 14 for our offense.
Yes.
We need to get back to that.
Yeah.
The days when we were number one in offense.
Mm-hmm. Running up and down the court. Yeah.
All right, fellas.
All right, Georgie.
Talk to you. You're going to be on afterwards.
I will be. Correct.
Cool.
All right, man.
Yep. Thank you, George. Jim is next. Good morning, Jim.
Gentlemen and women, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hi, Jim.
It was good. It was good to see Alexandria Perino come up and take y'all on the stretch on that contest. That was pretty cool.
And you know what, Jim? The boys in the desert had Mary Jo the whole way.
No doubt about it.
Because they know.
The mustache peeps know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to say Kentucky 75,
Texas, whatever they are. You have Texas Initial School, 62.
62?
62.
Okay.
And 22 for Fox.
Okay. Cool.
And what Texas A&M is going to do, they're going to try to slow the game down and muddy it up, you know, make it rough on the inside. And what I talked about yesterday, we have got to keep the game sped up. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that full court pressure from here on out. I think Calipari's got to realize when you outscore Vandy, whatever it was, 28 to outscoring by 28 points over the last 30 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, 25 points over the last 30 minutes of the game. You've got to keep the game sped up for this team.
Yeah, that pressure was lethal. I mean, that worked.
Yeah,
and we haven't seen it a whole lot this year.
And I don't understand why we haven't seen it, because all I've heard is, you know, we need to play faster, we need to play faster. And then I said this consistently after Camp Cal, we slowed the darn thing down. So, but it is what it is, and I said this yesterday too. He's being paid a whole lot more money than I am to coach this team.
Well, and I do think he wants to win different ways. Like, they're gonna face different types of teams along the way in the tournament, and you're not going to have a week to scout those teams. And so he wants to be able to show these guys that they can win a different way.
Yeah, my take on it is they look at it as a weapon that they can pull out sometimes, but not all the time. Like, they don't want to play the zone all the time, but if they need to go to it for a purpose, for some momentum, for some help, they will. Or if they need to go to the press, they will, but they don't want to rely on it and then not have that weapon to pull out when they need it anymore.
Well, here's the thing, and I know, Jim, we talked about this yesterday with Doug Barnes, with Coach Barnes, because my suggestion was, if we're so concerned now about how we start games, why not press from the start? Just the first 5 minutes. If you want these guys to play with energy and get moving,
yeah,
just press them the first 4 or 5 minutes, till the first media timeout.
Jump up 16 to nothing.
Yeah, instead of falling behind by 18 in the first 6 minutes.
Or 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vandy didn't know what hit him.
Yeah.
They were absolutely not prepared for that at all.
Bryce Drew, the look on his face on the sideline.
That would be, yeah, yeah. Shock and awe.
Yeah, I like it. I will call you after the game.
Okay.
And, are you in the contest? Is Jim in?
Yeah.
What was that, Jim?
I said, y'all have a great day, man. It's beautiful out here today.
Yes.
Yes.
You too.
You too.
Thanks, Jimbo.
Have a great day, guys.
See ya.
All right, one more before we go to break. Eric is on the line. Good morning, Eric.
We can't run that press because we have no depth. We can run it in small bursts if we're lucky, and we need to. There's no depth on this team, and Malik Monk needs his legs in a bad way because he takes really bad off-balance contested jumpers 95% of the time.
All right. You know, first off, how
who's
about,
your favorite player?
First off.
And they go in 65% of the time.
They do.
How about, first off, hi, Mary Jo. Hi, Dan. Morning, Matthew. How about that, instead of just jumping in on fire?
Y'all about to go to a break, man. I gotta get.
He's got that. Efficiency. It's all about efficiency.
That's right. Ken, as far as Ken Palm Radio call-in shows, I'm trying to work my way into the top five right now.
And quit stalking me.
That was really bizarre, man. I just happened to be driving downtown and crossed right past while you were crossing the street with your coffee in your hand. I almost honked.
I got a text. How's your coffee? Like, people are stalking me.
Again, I was trying to figure out the creepiest way to send that text.
Yeah, well, you did it. That was fine. That was good.
Well, guys, I look at this game, and Texas A&M, they have everything in the world to play for because they're not going into the NCAA tournament on record right now. The only way they're doing it is in the SEC tournament. And what better way to get yourself focused and ready to go than by taking down the best team in the conference at your place that you played very well all but the last time you played them, and that was at Rupp when we were shooting lights out. So, I mean, you look at the points again, points for, you look at all the actual measurable. These teams are pretty close, and Texas A&M, I'm pretty sure, was initially figured to finish either second or in the top two or three.
Yeah, second or third.
In the year.
That's why they scheduled this game for today. the SEC schedule makers used to be Florida.
Right.
Florida fell off. Texas A&M rose up, and they said, this is who we're putting in front of Kentucky.
Yeah, well, the joke's on them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And the good thing about the way that schedule fell out is if we'd beaten them by 42 weeks ago, this game would be even scarier. But 40 points, whatever it was 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, is not quite as fresh in their mind. But I'm sure it's still spinning. But this team has a lot of issues, but so do we. And coming out cold and getting down by 5 or 10 on the road against a team that's big up front, you know, I really kind of see Bam getting a couple early fouls. It might be tough.
Well, my feeling is we are going to drive them right from the beginning of the game and try to get their guys, because they start 6'10", as Dan said, 6'10", 6'9". They're missing one of their really good players who's out for the year, 6'9 guy. And I say let them pick up a couple of quick fouls down there and sit down. And then we can really go to work.
I would hope so. And Bam has played some solid defense here the last few weeks. I mean, starting with that Tennessee game at Rupp, he's not backing down like he was before. I mean, the beginning of the season, he was just kind of letting guys take him to the hole. He's battling now, and it's good to see. But back to my man Monk, he is my favorite player on the team, and I can tell you right now, the reason he shoots so well is because he hits so many wide open. And I bet if you look at how many times he's taking a shot with a hand in his face falling backwards, he's probably like 10%.
Yeah. Hey, but nobody else do you want the ball in their hands late for a shot.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, do you know he leads the SEC in three-point field goal percentage? He leads the SEC in three-point field goal percentage at 41.6.
Well, you know, if I had a 42-inch vertical, I would be leading the SEC also.
Yeah.
That's what astounds me, is when he goes up for his shot, I don't care if you're right on him, that hand is not getting up as high as where the ball is. Mm-hmm. It just isn't.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful to watch.
You got to respect his drive, too. That's why if he jabs steps left or right, you got to respect that. And he gives himself just enough of an opening. He hits those shots. I mean, the kid's fun to watch. He's probably one of, if not my favorite player that Cal's brought in to watch play basketball, because that kid, he can raise up and shoot like anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Eric, thank you, my man.
Thanks.
Have a good one. We appreciate it. Got to get to a break. Malik Monk, by the way.
Yeah.
How is he doing on these records, the three-point record and the scoring record?
He's close.
We'll talk about it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Teaser.
Featuring Matthew Lawrence.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, Fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh, freaky fast.
Jeeps, Jeeps, Jeeps! The best Jeep accessory retailer in Kentucky is Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, with over 63,000 parts available just for Jeeps, with all the name brands you want. Whether you want to lift it 1 inch or 6 inches, Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters can do it with top name brands like Rubicon Express, TerraFlex, ProComp, and Rough Country, just to name a few. Jeep tops, hard and soft, by Best Top, Smittybilt, and more. Fender flares by Bushwhacker, Body Armor, and all your other favorite brands. Bottom line, if you need Jeep accessories, Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has it. And don't forget, we're not just a bolt-on store. We do fabrication work, too. We also carry thousands of parts for any car, truck, or SUV. And we beat any competitor's price, even online prices. Fabrication work, best pricing and selection, and thousands of parts for cars, trucks, SUVs, and Jeeps, Jeeps, Jeeps. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle.
I'm in control of my world. My world is the same every day.
Every minute, my world seems to get a little smaller.
My world is driving me crazy.
My world? What world? If your world is controlled by alcohol, there is hope.
We're AA. Alcoholics helping other alcoholics get sober for more than 70 years.
You'll find us in the phone book, your local newspaper, or on the web at AA.org. Alcoholics Anonymous.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There we go. What do you remember of this phenomenon, the NWA guys? Were you in LA at this time? This would have been in the 80s.
Yes.
Late 80s.
I moved to LA in 81. So I was there. Yeah, I remember when this stuff was going on. Yeah. I was never, and I'm not a big rap guy.
Right.
I like old school rap. I like Tone Loc. I mean, those are my guys.
Cole Medina.
Yeah, those are my guys. I love those guys.
Yeah.
But I remember when all that was going on.
Hey, we were talking about Malik Monk before the break.
Teaser.
So we know he's been chasing Jody Meek's record. And Jamal Murray's record. Murray almost got to Jody Meek's record last year. So the UK freshman record is 113. And Meek's record is 117 for the single season. Monk has 92.
Oh, he's there.
30 games.
He's there. He might get that today.
So that's 8 plus 17.
25.
That he has to get to in the next...
Well, he's got today.
Yeah.
He's got...
three games.
I'm going to say at least two in the SEC.
Three games in the SEC
championship. That's four games. And then I'm going to say six games in the NCAAs.
Well, luckily, Kentucky Media Relations Department Sports Information has already figured this out for us.
Oh, good.
Monk is averaging 3.07 threes per game. If he hits his average... and UK makes it to the national championship game, Monk would have 122 threes, and that would tie Steph Curry's NCAA freshman record.
Ooh.
Three threes a game through the national championship.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Now we have Sutton...
That's their big...
touchdown.
Yes. He dabs and touchdowns. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Jedi mind trick him out of the dabbing.
Have you ever worn that?
You guys got duck eye, we got man bun. We got the dabber.
It's a special person that does this.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh is special.
Thumbs up, touchdowns. We got all kinds of signals. Oh.
That was a one-handed dab.
I told you to stop. I got to work partially. That's the first step. Then the big one.
We got half the dab gone. It's better than we've been able to do, Matthew.
I thought when we got him off Mountain Dew, one of those things would go, that he just wouldn't have the energy to keep it all up. But boy, were we wrong.
So what do you think happens today, Dan?
I think because of the slow start against Vanderbilt in the previous game, and being someone who believes what Joel Justice and De'Aaron Fox says.
Joel Justice, by the way, is fantastic.
Yeah.
He is so great in press conferences. I really like that guy. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Well, he broke it down. He said, we went to the players and said, guys, what is it? What do we need to do? Are we doing something? Do we need to practice differently? Do we need to do shoot around differently? Is there something right before the game? What is it? We're not out there. Why are you not playing this way? And De'Aaron Fox said, you know, I'm not sure what it is, but we do know that if we would play with that kind of desperation from the jump, that we would be tough to beat. So, maybe they do press out of the gate today. I doubt that. But because they have their attention, I think that, and then heading into the SEC tournament together, makes Kentucky jump out to a good start. Texas A&M pulls back, and I think Texas A&M could possibly make it close down the stretch. But it'll be, I think it'll be one of those good wins. They'll do some things that they need to do.
Like the other games, we'll be saying, hey, a win is a win. Let's get to the tournament. Regular season's over. I don't want to see that. I'm sick of that. I really am. I'm sick of it. I want to see that. We're in March, people.
Yeah.
I want to see us play to our potential.
Well, you got a little mini camp calendar
again. There's still, you know, a number one seed potentially up for grabs.
If everything falls the right way, there is.
And I mean, I don't see that happening, but it's, you know.
Could be.
Who are your number one seeds? Gonzaga's got one, right?
Villanova, Kansas.
Villanova still has one.
Gonzaga.
North Carolina?
And North Carolina, probably.
I don't give it to North Carolina after they just scored 43 points the other night.
Was that the greatest?
It's got to be a team from the Pac-12 to me.
So Oregon.
Oregon or UCLA to me.
Well Arizona's got to jump on UCLA.
It depends. It depends on what happens. Carolina will beat Duke tonight. But we'll see what happens in the ACC tournament. Right. If they win tonight and then get to the finals of the ACC tournament, I think they'll give them a number one seed. I personally think North Carolina's the best team in the country. If they play, saying every team plays the way they can, they're capable of, their best games, I think Carolina's the best team.
Well, I don't believe it's Gonzaga, and I don't believe it's Villanova. I don't believe it's...
I don't think it's Kansas either.
I might lean toward Kansas.
Well, they're a great closing team. They're great. Kansas is a great closing team. But think about all the close games they've been involved in this year.
Yeah.
And in the tournament, if you don't make that one, if Frank Mason doesn't hit one of those shots,
but that's
you're
Kentucky,
done.
Too.
What do you mean?
Closing team?
No. Yeah, and that they've been in a lot of close games and have had to rely on Malik Monk to get 30 points in the second half.
Oh, I see what you mean. Absolutely. That's my biggest fear, is that what happens if Malik doesn't light it up in the second half? What happens if he only scores 12 in the second half instead of 23?
Game over unless Bam went for 30.
Yeah.
But Kentucky's, they're not getting a number one. Even though they're not one
think,
up there.
I don't think they will, but I'm just saying if there is still some motivation to play
I read a really good article yesterday. It said there are 8 teams, if everything falls the way it could, that still possibly could get a number one. There are 8 teams. Now, the odds of that happening are infinitesimal.
But I also think that whilst you are using those big words, listen, I also think a 3 is...
I love Mary Jo. Have I told you that? I love Mary Jo.
I also think there's a 3 or a 4 seed up for grabs for Kentucky if they screw this whole thing up over the next week.
Like if they lose today and then lose in the first round of the SEC tournament?
Win today and then get 2 wins in the tournament. Right. I think we've locked that number 2 seed up, probably.
I agree with that.
Because Sunday doesn't matter. No. If we've learned anything over the Kentucky SEC tournament championship games over the last several years, is that it matters none what happens in that game.
Unless there's a team that's not going that wins it. That's not going otherwise.
Yeah.
Like it's an automatic bid. Like Georgia.
Yeah.
That year.
Then maybe they would.
But it doesn't, for Kentucky, it doesn't matter.
But if they, did you hear Mick Cronin the other day talk about the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
If Kentucky's already going to play its pod in Indianapolis as a 2 seed.
Then nothing
and
they
Georgia
do.
Georgia upsets them on Sunday. Forget it. They're still going to Indianapolis.
And I agree with them.
Yeah.
I loved what he said, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, all about the money.
And so do a lot of coaches love what he said.
But why would you not want it to be that way?
He's just saying the little guys.
I don't think it's as much
don't
about.
Don't get a fair shake.
Right. I think his comment was much more about the Kentuckys, the Dukes, the Carolinas, the Kansases get preferential treatment and the other schools don't. That I think it was the main point of that. And
it's like North Carolina and Duke playing in Greensboro in their pod. Or Charlotte.
I mean, not anymore.
No?
No. North Carolina, they're not playing in North Carolina because of the
bill. That's right. Idiots. Over a bathroom. going to give
you
that
know
up.
How many millions of because it's not just ACC stuff.
Yeah,
this is concerts pulling out. This
NBA,
is
NBA
All-Star, All-Star game. I mean, millions and millions of and jobs and people making money from all those events. It's absurd.
Over going to
absurd.
The bathroom.
Absurd. Anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to go down.
No, we can't get. We can't. We can't. No. No, because sports
please
is not
don't
political.
Don't do it here. Listen, if they did it here, the ACC tournament for baseball was supposed to be in Charlotte. They moved it to Louisville. What if Bevin and company passes it here?
Oh, awesome.
They say, well, we gotta go somewhere else now. All right, we got to take a break. 3-1-13-13. If you want to get in here on the contest and talk to Matthew, Mary Jo, or me, you can do it.
You're Dan.
We're gonna call now. I'm Dan.
I'm Dan.
Just a reminder. Wait, I'm Dan. We're all Dan.
Today, we are all Dan.
We'll be back with more on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
In case you've wondered what you'll find at the boot store, we handpick the very best from Ariat, Anderson Bean, American Hat, Blackjack Boots, Barber, and Brownie. Corral, Carhartt, Cinch, Dan Post, Georgia Boot, and Justin. Lucchese, Nocona, Old Gringo, Resistol, Roper, Realtor Mercedes, Rod Patrick, Stetson, and Tony Lama. Thoroughgood, Twisted X, and Wolverine, Wrangler, and many more. They're too numerous to mention. If it's good, we have it, and we have more of it. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boot Store.
Hey, hashtag this.
Top Cat Pizza, now available in a fresh deli at Beaumont Shell, located behind Liquor Bar.
Top Cat Pizza.
Fresh. Delicious. Hey, dinner just became easy. For a limited time, when you buy a one-topping 14-inch pizza, get a 1-liter Coke product free. Top Cat Pizza, inside Beaumont Shell Mini Grocery, where there's great popular lunch selections like fried catfish and chicken strips.
Breakfast too.
Sausage, bacon, and ham biscuits. And now,
Top Cat Pizza.
Get a hot one today and ask for your free Coke. Beaumont Shell at Beaumont Center, off Harrodsburg Road, behind Liquor Bar.
Top Cat Pizza.
Thanks for covering.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do have something for everyone, but we mean carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate flooring, and more. We don't know any superheroes, but we always have super prices.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
10 minutes to tip. We got a couple phone calls. We better get to it. Mike, you're on. Mike,
father,
good morning.
Father, father.
What's
morning,
going
Mike.
On?
Hey, Mikey.
Hey,
how you doing?
You have some kind of contest going today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Score?
Score 81-70 Kentucky.
Yeah. Points and assists for De'Aaron.
One total or both?
One total.
Points and assists, 19.
Okay.
No, let me go 21 on that. 21.
Okay.
All right.
Pump it up.
You're only allowed to change it once. Okay.
That's a new rule.
Yes.
Hey, first of all, guys, Kentucky has no shot of being a number one seed.
No.
I'll be an astronaut before they become a number one seed.
Do you live in Huntsville, Alabama?
Do I?
You can get on Elon Musk's ship and go up there anytime you want now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you pay the freight and I'll go.
Good point.
There's a team I think will win the national championship, UCLA. They have got everything you need to be a championship team. Everything, if you
except
if you
defense. They're lacking
there.
Guys,
they got two guys that are 6'10 down low. One of them's going to be in the NFL player.
We know TJ Leaf got hurt, right?
He got hurt?
Yes. Yeah. They don't know how long yet. It could be a high ankle sprain.
If it's a high ankle sprain, he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Well, that does change the situation. But anyway, if he's okay, they're my pick.
Yeah, they could win it.
They got the coach's son, who was awesome. They got a long. Now, my outlier team for a long shot pick to make the Final Four is West Virginia with Huggy Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could see that, too.
They keep popping up in the analytics, the metrics.
Well, but the thing is, I've watched them, Mike. And
they took Kansas overtime.
Yeah, well, they've done a lot of stuff. I mean, but then I've seen them in other games, and they get beat. Every time I say that's a Final Four team, they get beat.
Yeah.
Well, everybody gets beat occasionally.
Yeah.
Hey, Louisville. Yeah. Louisville's going to be in the mix with that defense.
They just lost.
I think Louisville's got a shot, yeah.
It'll be fun.
All right.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
By the way, Derek Willis in the starting lineup today, guys.
He is. He should be.
Hmm.
That's good.
Instead of Wenyon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need him. He's playing well, and he's kind of big. He's a tall guy.
Willis, Briscoe, Fox, Monk, and Bam.
All right. I didn't ask you guys this. Thoughts on the proposal?
Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loved it.
Good.
Took some cojones.
Good.
To propose in front of 24,000 people.
Yes, it did.
We went over our proposals early in the show. How Dan proposed. So, what a story! You're going to have to hear it sometime.
Basically, I chickened out and I wound up proposing in my garage.
But my husband just texted and said, talk about me and my proposal. Babe, we went over it. I even gave out the YouTube address so people can go watch it.
Oh, wait a minute. It's on YouTube?
We spent 10 minutes talking about it, John.
He obviously wasn't listening.
Right. He found out you were going to be on the show and started listening. That's probably what it was.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah, that's probably what it was.
Andrew, good morning, Andrew.
What's going on this?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on, Andrew?
Ready for a little basketball.
Yeah.
On Saturday afternoon.
All right, let's get you into contest.
Okay, I'm going to go A&M 74, Kentucky 70, and Fox 12.
12. Andrew does this. He'll go against the grain sometimes.
But you've said now, Matthew, that you guys pick this player in the contest and they go on to have a great game.
Yes.
4 out of 5 times, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. See, this is just Andrew's contest pick. He doesn't really want this to happen. Right, Andrew?
No, you know, I'm true blue, born and raised in Lexington.
That's right.
Okay.
So, this is how Andrew works.
I got you.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, y'all take care. Good game. Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue.
All right.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew does this.
So Matthew thinks a 20-point blowout.
Here's my prediction.
Okay.
He said 15 to 20.
15 to 20. I'm going to say, but sometimes it changes right at the last minute. I'm going to say
Texas A&M by 7.
No, it doesn't usually do that. Stop putting scores in my mouth. I'm going to say Kentucky 86. Texas A&M 71. And De'Aaron Fox, a total of 22 points and assists.
I'm going to say 78-72 Kentucky.
Oh, so Texas A&M covers. It's not a touchdown. This is basketball.
He shot. Oh, God, I wish people could see this.
I know.
I thought he was going to, like, gooseneck follow through,
he
like, a shot. But
pronated.
He shot pronated. Into a three goggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
God, I wish people could have seen that.
I know.
That was bad.
Put it on YouTube. Put it next to your proposal.
I'm going to say 77-60. I think Kentucky wins in convincing fashion, but they don't.
What game did we talk about where we said you know, everything we said was completely wrong.
South Carolina last year.
South Carolina.
Oh, and I've done that 10 times this year. Where Eric and I will say something, and then we'll go in the post game. Obviously, we have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah. That's happened a lot this year, actually.
This is why I only bet on horses, and I only bet occasionally on horses.
Because they're so predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than doing this.
This has been great. Thank you for having
me. Thank you.
We've enjoyed it. Absolutely. All right. Join Matthew back here after the game. Right after the game. Phone lines are open at 381-1313.
And we'll listen to you tomorrow.
Yes.
9 to 11 a.m. And Neil Jackson and Joff Toughness after you at 3 o'clock.
Correct.
With the 11th Region Boys semifinal between Scott County and Madison Central. Thanks for listening today to the Dan and Mary Show.
Jay tweets, Greeny dropping a Beastie Boys verse has to be one of the greatest things that I've ever seen. # Green Mamba rap album.
So is that your rapper name, Green Mamba?
When I woke up late in the afternoon, she'd taken all the things from inside my room. I found myself naked in the middle of the floor. She'd taken the bed and the chest of drawers, my mirror, my TV, my new guitar cord, my remote control, and my old skateboard. She robbed us blind, took all we own, and the boys blame me for bringing her home. New album.
Drop the mic.
Mike and Mike.
I can rap.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Do you love advertising sales, but want something more exciting with more income growth? LM Communications with 6 great radio stations may be the fit for you. We are looking for the right person that can call on local businesses and help them grow with marketing campaigns and promotions from LM radio stations. If you have at least 1 or 2 years of media sales experience with a proven track record of results, then we can offer you an exciting, fast-paced work environment with uncapped income potential. LM Communications, winner of the 2014 Small Business of the Year Award, is looking for a proven media sales professional. Send your resumes to dtrill@lmcomm.com or call Dawn at 859-233-1515. That's 859-233-1515 and ask for Dawn. It's time you take your media sales experience to the next level and get involved with the only locally owned and operated radio group in Lexington, LM Communications. LM Communications.